fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief, Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, will be joining us once again to talk NBA hoops. But first, a look at Tuesday night's NBA action. Two Texas-based teams, the San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets, both won at home. Guard Bryn Forbes had a season-high 24 points and a career-best 11 rebounds to help the Spurs spank the visiting Phoenix Suns 111-86. San Antonio evened its record at 14-14, while Phoenix lost for the 24th time in 28 games. That's the worst record in the NBA. And in Houston, the Rockets topped the Portland Trail Blazers 111-104. The AP's Adam Spillane reports from Houston, Texas.
James Harden scored 29 points as the Houston Rockets beat the Portland Trail Blazers. Harden shot 10 of 21 from the field and added 4 assists as the Rockets came from 15 points down in the first quarter to improve to 12-14 on the season. Chris Paul added 11 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists for his first triple-double of the season.
We was down like 25-12 at one point in the first quarter. It's hard when you're taking the ball out the net to even play with any type of pace. So with whatever unit, I don't care what team you're on, defense is always going to set the tempo.
Damian Lillard led Portland with 34 points.
I didn't think tonight was a bad game. I didn't think it was a bad game. So I don't think this was a step in the wrong direction. You know, we lost the game.
The Blazers bench combined to score just 13 points as they fall to 15-12. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thanks, Adam. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Southern California, where the Toronto Raptors rolled to a big 24-point victory against the host Los Angeles Clippers. The AP's Mark Myers reports from Los Angeles.
Even without top scorer Kawhi Leonard, the Raptors clobbered the Clippers 123-99. With Leonard sidelined with a hip injury, Serge Ibaka stepped up with 25 points and Kyle Lowry had 21 as Toronto improves to an NBA best record of 22-7. Lowry likes the sound of that.
It's pretty good for the regular season. You know, we continue to get better. It's a long season. We stay, you know, level-headed, you know, one game at a time. For the regular season, we got to continue to play well.
The visitors made 14 three-point shots and got the lead as high as 32 in the third quarter. L.A. gets handed its worst loss of the season and drops to 17-10. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. After that big victory against the Clippers, the Raptors now spread their wings and travel north to Northern California to play the defending champion Golden State Warriors later Wednesday night in Oakland. Joining us now is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA's Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Raptors against the Warriors. I mean, I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe a preview of the NBA Finals?
Big game tonight. And like you said, this could be the preview of the NBA Finals between these two teams. Toronto is leading the Eastern Conference 22-7, and they're playing very well. Golden State Warriors, what can we say about them? I can say they're back.
Now, I know just a few weeks ago we were talking about Steph Curry and how he was kind of hobbling because of a groin injury, but like you said, they seem to be firing on all cylinders now.
For the first time since November 5, they have all their, you know, great talents back. So this is the time when we will really see what they're capable of doing. And we all know, I mean, when you have KD, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson, Warriors are 10-1 this season. So obviously they're playing, you know, they're capable of playing very well at a high caliber. And at this point in the season, and when they're playing Toronto Raptors, a very hard team in the NBA, they will bring it on. So tonight's game, Not only could it be a preview of the NBA Finals, but it could also tell us where the Golden State Warriors are after, you know, a few weeks of being, you know, of looking a little shaky.
What about Draymond Green? We talked about his little scuffle with Kevin Durant a few weeks ago. They seem to have smoothed that out.
Well, they seem to have smoothed it out. And you see, with the thing is, with a win here and there, all that will be forgotten. And Draymond Green is the heart of the team. You know, whatever you say, KD, Steph Curry, but Draymond Green really is the engine who runs the heart of the team. So once he's back and they get a win here and there, and like I think now they have won three in a row. Mm. So, you know, they'll start gelling and, you know, I'm sure they'll be fine.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the chief of the VOA Swahili service, about some of the recent developments in the NBA. Mwamoyo, how about a shout-out for Serge Ibaka of the Raptors? He had a big game on Tuesday night, 25 points and 9 rebounds, waving that Congo Brazzaville flag high.
The Congo flag. Serge Ibaka is playing very well. He's teamed up with Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard didn't play yesterday, but Serge Ibaka, you know, filled the role, you know, dunking, shooting from outside. He's a very, very important element in the Toronto Raptors team right now.
It seems like Kawhi Leonard, he didn't play against the Clippers. I think he might play against the Warriors tonight, though, that he's really had kind of a seamless transition to Toronto.
He should play. If he doesn't play, you know, NBA fans, they have a reason to complain. I mean, when you have these two top teams this season and not all the players are there, it's like, you know, you're cheating us.
That's right.
So get him on.
How about another African player for the Raptors, Mwamoyo, Pascal Siakam from Cameroon? He's played well for Toronto.
And he's playing very well. I mean, among the African players this year, you have to count him in, you know, together with Joel Embiid, of course, Serge Ibaka. He's doing very well for the team. The team is doing well, and for such a player to fit in that kind of, you know, rhythm, you know, it's very important. It makes things easier for him.
The Rockets and the Spurs, they both won on Tuesday night, Mwamoyo. And yet, I would think if you're a fan of Houston or San Antonio, you got to be a little disappointed at this point in the NBA season with the performance of those two teams. Let's start with the Rockets. Chris Paul had a triple-double on Tuesday night, but really, Paul has not really made an impact so far for the Rockets.
They've been struggling, and this is where you say, Houston, we got a problem. Because the team with the best record last season into the Western Conference is today sitting last but one on the Western Conference. You know, after winning yesterday, so they are 12-14, but they have lost 7 out of the last 10.
Wow.
So they are not looking very well, but, you know, it hasn't changed. The team hasn't changed. You still have James Harden, Chris Paul, Eric Gordon, Clint Capela, and then you have a host of other bench players. They're still there. They brought in Carmelo Anthony for a while. That didn't work out. So the talent is there, and, you know, once they get themselves in a groove, 10 wins in a row, you'll be talking about them.
Right.
But for the moment, they don't seem to be able to, they struggle in close games. You know, when a game is very close, they kind of struggle and they lose those very close games. So that's something to be concerned about.
What about the Spurs, Mwamoyo? They, in terms of record, I think they've had the best record in the NBA over the past 20 years with so many great players. And yet the loss of Tony Parker, he's now with the Hornets. Talk about San Antonio. Are they rebuilding?
A perennial good, disciplined team for the last 20 years, as you said, with 5 titles. They're struggling, sitting at number 10 right now. With a, you know, 14-14 record. But there have been some issues. Injuries, one of them. DeJounte Murray, the young, you know, point guard. I really, really like him. Mm. He tore his ACL and he's out. But I think, as you say, I mean, this team is rebuilding and they're learning how to play without Parker, who's been running the team for the past, since 2000 or 2001.
Right.
As a point guard who went to Charlotte. And they're also learning to play without Kawhi Leonard. So that's this obviously is a rebuilding effort. I don't think they have the right players as they used to when they had Parker, Kawhi Leonard, go back to Tim Duncan's, you know, Manu,
Ginobili,
you know. So it's going to take them a while.
Let's give a shout-out for one other Texas-based team, Wamoyo, the Dallas Mavericks. They're 14-11. In particular, this 19-year-old Slovenian rookie, Luka Doncic. Some are saying that he's going to win the Rookie of the Year award. I've seen some highlights of Doncic, maybe a future star.
A future star. He could. He's averaging 17.8 points, 6.7 rebounds, 4.3 assists. He's the son of Sasa Doncic.
Okay. You know?
So basketball is in his blood. and, you know, he's playing very well. He was drafted by Atlanta, I think, and then traded to Dallas. Yeah, you're right. He looks like he could be a Rookie of the Year. He's doing very well.
Big matchup earlier in the week, Memorial. LeBron James, the superstar for the Los Angeles Lakers. He went up against his former teammate when he played with Miami, Dwayne Wade. Interesting relationship between those two on and off the court. Talk about that.
Yes, they had what they call their last dance on Monday.
Last dance.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it looks like this is the last time that Dwayne Wade will be playing at Los Angeles, you know. So it was a very emotional kind of thing. I mean, these two guys, they have dominated the NBA for the past 16 years. They have played, statistics show that they have played 30 times in that span, never in the playoffs, against each other, I mean. You know, when they met Monday, you know, it was in between them, there's a four-year run as teammates at Miami.
That's right.
Which included four straight finals and two championships. So they have a lot to share. And, you know, the funny thing was before the game, there was a lot of talk in the social media and, you know, they were sending messages calling themselves, you know, bad boys for life. And Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, you know, they chimed in there. You remember they played in the movie Bad Boys.
That's right. Yeah. Bad Boys.
So it's a feel good you know, story about these two guys who have contributed so much to the NBA.
And I read where they even exchanged jerseys, kind of like what soccer players do after
a
match.
Yes, they did that. like they needed to.
All right, thanks, Wamoyo. That's Wamoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. Thank you, Wamoyo. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. He's best known for his legendary delivery skills, but Santa Claus lookalikes are everywhere this time of year. They're hard to miss at shopping malls and on TV specials, and thousands of them took to the streets of the Spanish capital recently for a good cause, raising money for cancer care. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
Thousands dressed as Santa Claus ran through the streets of Madrid raising money for children living with cancer. Wearing red jackets and hats, participants ran about 5 kilometers in what organizers sought to make the world's biggest assembly of Santa-dressed runners.
We are here for a charitable cause and to celebrate the Christmas season.
Part of the donations go to Intheos, a nonprofit research and educational foundation that partnered with Start Madrid, whose mission is to accelerate the development of anti-cancer drugs.
It's a beautiful day. We're having a very good time practicing some sport and for the beautiful cause, for the children with cancer.
More than 7,000 Santas and elves raced along Madrid's Paseo de la Castellana Avenue, with a portion of their entry fees donated to charity. Organizers say the Santa-themed race is the world's largest of its kind. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Thanks, Arash. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Elsewhere in athletics, organizers of the Boston Marathon say Japan's Yuki Kawauchi and American Desiree Linden will return to defend their men's and women's titles on April 15th. Kawauchi and Linden battled through dismal weather conditions last year in Boston, running in freezing rain and gusty winds to claim their dramatic victories. Known for his high volume of races, the 31-year-old Kawauchi has won more than 30 marathons, but his victory in Boston was his biggest to date. Kawauchi clocked 2 hours, 15 minutes, and 58 seconds in Boston. Desiree Linden, meanwhile, captured headlines across the United States with her victory, the first by an American woman in 33 years at the Boston Marathon. Linden had a winning time of 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 55 seconds. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In English Premier League football, there's been fallout from a recent racial incident at the Chelsea-Manchester City match. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Hi, Gwen.
Hey there, Sonny. Police are investigating the incident that happened during Saturday's match, and while the investigation continues, Chelsea announced they have suspended 4 fans from attending matches for allegedly abusing Manchester City forward Raheem Sterling. Chelsea also issued a statement saying the club is in full support of any criminal prosecutions. On Tuesday, Man City manager Pep Guardiola spoke at a news conference and said, "Racism is everywhere, not just in football."
It was just in football, we'll be safe, but the racism is in everywhere. What happened today in immigrants and refugees all around the world, how we treat them, when once in our lives we were refugees, our grandfathers or grandfathers and mothers were refugees, how we treat the societies, unfortunately is in everywhere. That's why you have to fight and every day. You have to be tolerant zero on that issue. I appreciate what Chelsea did. What happened in my club, we should do the same. So we have to fight, but strictly, for the human rights, from everything, to make a better society for the future for everyone. But today we are in danger, but not here in England, in everywhere, absolutely everywhere.
Police are reviewing a video posted by social media users of Chelsea fans shouting racial slurs at Raheem Sterling as he collected the ball from behind the goal. After the match, Sterling posted his own response on Instagram saying he had to laugh when he heard the remarks because he expects no better. He also questioned the way black players are portrayed in the media. The Professional Footballers Association has also been a strong critic of the media's portrayal of the Manchester City forward, claiming Sterling has often been singled out. Sterling has been commended for speaking out when many black players would fear being ostracized. Manager Pep Guardiola called Sterling an incredible human being and lamented that the historical treatment of black people remains unchanged.
It's tough to understand today, you know, what happened years ago about the position for the whole history, about the for the black people. So, and you have to protect them, you have to protect the how equal we are all together. So it's tough to understand in the 21st century still to be in that position and to be a problem, to accept the diversity like a power position that helps us to be better than everyone. So that's why the sport is amazing, because you live with different people.
And fellow Man City forward Leroy Sane said he believes Sterling will come out of this incident unscathed.
Obviously, I think it's kind of sad that this happened still. Obviously, we all supported Raheem and we're on his side. But like, he's a strong guy, a good guy. He knows how to handle it, and like, he's not letting him down from this like kind of more stupid stuff. And he's still focused, still want to play good football. Like, just keep focusing on the next game tomorrow, and I think that's the most important thing.
Well, that next game will take place on Wednesday when Man City will host Hoffenheim in the Champions League. City has already secured a place in the knockout stages, having qualified for the last 16 of the Champions League. They need only a point against the German side to secure a top spot in Group F. Meanwhile, some good headline news for Raheem Sterling. He has just been named November's Premier League Player of the Month, thanks to voting by the public and 20 Premier League club captains. So big congratulations to Raheem Sterling on that award. More sporty news to come. Sonny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Ooten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Egyptian football star Mohamed Salah, whose goal in the 34th minute proved to be decisive Tuesday when Liverpool beat visiting Napoli 1-0 to advance to the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League. Now, the Reds of Liverpool survived a huge scare in injury time when Brazilian goaltender Alisson made a crucial save to preserve the victory. Liverpool's German manager Jurgen Klopp was pretty excited at the post-match news conference.
I'm still full of adrenaline. So this game was just amazing. It was outstanding, unbelievable. The goal Mo scored, what a goal, unbelievable. And the save Ali made, I have no words for that. So that was, of course, the lifesaver tonight. Well, it was not only one save, we had a lot of things to do tonight. How cool when Kami was with the ball helps us a lot in our build-up situation. When he comes out for crosses, he's outstanding. And yes, that save was just incredible. But I really think, and how the boys work together, if we don't defend the whole pitch like we defended today, Ali cannot make 20 saves like the last one that he did it. Incredible, unbelievable, never saw something similar.
Jurgen Klopp guided Liverpool to this year's UEFA Champions League final in Kiev, where the Reds lost to Real Madrid 3-1. Real Madrid will also be in the round of 16 draw on December 17th, as will another Spanish club, Barcelona, which drew 1-1 with Tottenham on Tuesday. The Spurs of Tottenham are also through to the round of 16, as are a couple of other Premier League clubs, Manchester City and Manchester United. Other teams in the round of 16 are the German sides Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, and Schalke. The French club Paris Saint-Germain, FC Porto of Portugal, Atletico Madrid of Spain, the Italian clubs Juventus and Roma, and Ajax of the Netherlands. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Confederation of African Football says the 2018 African Super Cup match will be played in Qatar. This marks the first time the annual game won't be staged in Africa. The contest will feature the African Champions League winner, Esperance of Tunisia, against the African Confederation Cup champion, Raja Casablanca of Morocco. CAF says the date and time of the Super Cup match will be announced later. Qatar, as many of our VOA listeners know, is also where the next FIFA World Cup will be staged in 2022. And that wraps up the December 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Daniel Downtown Brown. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sule Terawale. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London!
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
The astronomical phenomenon called the fast radio burst, or FRB, is just that, a very quick but powerful blast of radio waves from across the universe. Since FRBs are so quick and pop up randomly from sources all across the sky, astronomers were only able to detect about 25 of them between 2007 and 2016. But new technology offered by the Australia Square Kilometer Array Pathfinder has allowed astronomers to find 20 new FRBs in just 1 year. These recent fast radio burst detections are said to include the closest and brightest fast radio bursts ever detected. While scientists still don't quite know what causes them, they theorize that the amount of energy released by FRBs is quite powerful and could be equivalent to the amount of energy the sun releases over an 80-year period. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 1730 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of The Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical gem. I guarantee.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.